The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome to everyone. Let's go ahead and start our day together, our time together. So, settling in for meditation, finding your usual posture for sitting or whatever feels appropriate for you today. And if you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. And just having a sense of turning in or settling in to your own experience of your body, how it is now, your mind, how it is now. Feeling balanced where you're sitting. And today the meditation will be on mindfulness of breathing in a similar style as is taught by Bhikkhu Anālayo. So it comes from the sutta on mindfulness of breathing, the Anapanasati Sutta, which has many interpretations. So as you settle in to the body, having a sense that you are in a secluded area, probably you've found a place where you can sit that's a little bit removed from other people in your house, for example, and just enjoying that sense of, to whatever degree of seclusion you have at this time. Tuning in to the sense of straightness in the spine. Could be that you're sitting upright, or it's also fine to feel the straightness as you're in the lying down posture. And just passing the attention through the spine from the bottom to the top. Feeling each vertebra relaxing and aligning the spine. You can go kind of slowly. So having the sense that you're supported by the straight and relaxed spine. And then bringing to mind some motivation for practicing. It could just be your specific motivation for this sit. It could be your overall inspiration to practice. It's nice if it has an altruistic dimension to it. Connecting with your inspiration. And then establishing in the mind mindfulness. So bringing the awareness of the present moment to the foreground. And actually taking a deliberate period of time to sense what it feels like when there is mindfulness in the mind. What does mindfulness feel like for you right now? Perhaps clear and sharp, or soft and warm, broad and spacious. What is the flavor of mindfulness right now? And then gently turning the attention to the sense of in and out breathing. You don't need to feel the breath at any specific place. But for now, just maybe a general sense of knowing when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out, in whatever way it's easy to connect with that. So we have the sense of mindfulness, the sense of in and out breathing. Allowing that to fill the attention. If the mind feels drawn toward other concerns at this time, you just gently say, not now. I will definitely get back to you later. For now, staying with the in and out breathing. And now we draw the attention a little bit closer to the breath in order to know the length of the breath. All that needs to be known is whether it's on the longer side or on the shorter side, the in-breath and the out-breath. So we have to pay attention along the whole length of the breath. And then the whole length of the out-breath. And just generally knowing, is the in-breath long or short? Is the out-breath long or short? They might be different. Natural breath. We may find that as we watch, the breath gradually gets shorter, at least the active part of the breath. there may be a longer gap. And then opening the awareness now to feel the entire body breathing. We don't change the breath at all. We just change the breadth of the attention. So that we're aware of the whole body sitting and the breath occurring in the body, no longer needing to notice the length. And when the mind feels connected throughout the body, still paying attention to the in and out breathing, we incline the mind toward tranquility in the body. It helps to physically soften areas of tension. It helps that the simple repetitive nature of the breath can act as an anchor for the mind, allowing other feelings of busy energy in the body to settle out. Such tranquility throughout the body. And when the mind gets distracted, as it surely will, we just smile and gently return to the sense of the whole body, the in and out breathing, and an invitation to tranquility of the body. It's a soft invitation, not a hard, narrow focus on the breath. Points toward ease. A simple sense of being present with the body and the breath. As the body becomes even slightly more tranquil, the bodily activities are calmed even a bit, we can recheck the posture. Maybe a slight shift would help the body feel more balanced. It's natural that as tensions release, some adjustments are helpful. Just balancing with that sense of in and out breathing. And as the body becomes somewhat more calm, it's very natural that a sense of joy can arise. So opening the mind to the possibility of a kind of inner joy that comes about because of being in meditation. It's often felt in the body. Feels like almost like an inner smile emerging from that ease. But even if it's very mild or we don't even feel any of that joy, we can also feel in the mind just a sense of contentment. Content that we are mindful at this moment, present for what's going on in the body and the mind. The joy, the slight joy of mindfulness can be this contentment. If we can feel the happiness of presence, it's actually a happiness that's always available anytime we're mindful. So allowing the mind and body to feel this inner joy or at least contentment. Mindfulness does not always have to be a neutral noting of exactly what's happening. We can incline the mind toward this kind of inner well-being and pleasure. And just allow that to be there, resting in that along with the body and the in and out breathing. It's natural that as we feel even some degree of this joy, happiness of sitting, of breathing, that the mind will become calmer. We see that busy mental activities of wanting or not wanting are less enjoyable and simple presence. Resting in awareness, we can watch the movements of the mind slowly settle out, as we watch the agitation in the body slowly settle out. Such tranquility available. can get a sense that peace is possible pretty close to our daily life. Something quite different is available. When the mind is able to be present and still, and although the conditions will change in a few minutes, we might consider, as we go out into the world, change our way of being, our level of consciousness. What are we willing to give up our peace for? This peace that we feel. What is more important than that as we get out into our lives? Is it worth getting tangled up in a conflict or in anxiety or in pursuit of something? Is there a way we could just carry this into our interactions, into our work, into our errands of the day or our tasks? And to see what a gift that is for others. Maybe they too would feel just a bit of that. Gil often says, there's no way to practice just for yourself. It has to help others, even in these very simple ways, if we carry the practice forward from meditation into the world. Thank you.